Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Maxi Urquiza, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, December 4, 2024. We'll be sharing a feature today on the Moon Valley in the province of San Juan, a very popular tourist destination, famous for its rock formations and its moon-like landscape. Therefore, the name of this provincial park of Ischigualasto, that's the official name, but everybody calls it El Valle de la Luna or the Valley of the Moon. We'll also be sharing a feature on mate tea, this popular beverage that Argentines, Uruguayans, and to a lesser extent Paraguayans, Brazilians, and even Chileans drink. And we'll be remembering the anniversary of a very important concert that happened exactly 15 years ago. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555 and then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are a DXer. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency of 5850 kHz and also via internet on rai.com.ar. You also have the possibility of listening to us via our app for mobile devices that you can download for free. It's available for both Apple and Android phones, okay? Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. Argentina files a complaint against Venezuela before the ICJ over the siege of its embassy in Caracas. Non-resident foreigners in Argentina will pay for public education and healthcare the government wants. Montevideo hosts the 45th Mercosur Summit starting tomorrow. Chilean Congress approves the creation of a public security ministry. Report says Argentine peso was the world's most appreciated currency in 2024. Sports. New Inter Miami coach Javier Mascherano says, "I won't deny my friendship with Messi." And these are the news. Argentina has filed a complaint against Venezuela at the International Court of Justice over the siege of its embassy in Caracas. The case was submitted on Tuesday by Argentina's representative at The Hague, Mario Oyarzabal. Both Buenos Aires and the Venezuelan opposition claim the embassy has been surrounded by security forces. They also report that water and electricity supplies to the premises remain cut off. The embassy has served as a shelter for six opposition figures since last December and is being managed by Brazil, as Argentina's diplomats were expelled by the Nicolás Maduro government. Oyarzabal urged the court to ensure the inviolability of diplomatic premises and called on Caracas to grant safe passage for the asylum seekers so they can travel to Argentina. Argentina's government plans to require non-resident foreigners to pay for access to public education and healthcare. The initiative was announced by government spokesperson Manuel Adorni during a press conference. He cited the University of Buenos Aires Medical School, claiming that one in three students there is a foreigner. Official data, however, shows that non-native students make up less than 5% of the total, mostly from neighboring countries where education is more expensive. In Argentina, public universities are tuition-free. Regarding healthcare, Adorni noted that provinces like Salta have implemented charges for foreigners, reportedly saving $60,000. While a majority of Argentines support the measure, according to a recent poll, it has drawn criticism from public universities and the opposition. A university council representative argued that focusing solely on financial matters limits education debates. Meanwhile, Buenos Aires Provincial Health Minister Nicolás Kriplak stated that hospital and the provincial control will remain free for all. The 45th Mercosur Summit will kick off tomorrow in Montevideo, Uruguay, chaired by President Luis Lacalle Pou. Leaders attending also include Argentina's Javier Milei, Brazil's Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva, and Paraguay's Santiago Peña. Uruguay's president-elect, Yamandú Orsi, will also participate ahead of his inauguration next March. Discussions are expected to focus on the delayed free trade agreement with the European Union. Officials have also revealed plans to explore Panama's potential integration into the bloc. Also at the summit, Mr. Lacalle Pou will hand over the Mercosur presidency to President Milei. Chile's Senate has approved the creation of a Ministry of Public Security. The initiative proposed by President Gabriel Boric's administration passed with 35 votes in favor, 5 against, and 2 abstentions. The bill now moves to the lower house for final approval. Interior Minister Carolina Toa stated that the new ministry would focus solely on current security challenges. But opposition lawmakers criticized the move, arguing that it would add unnecessary bureaucracy. A report by GMA Capital reveals that the Argentine peso was the world's most appreciated currency in 2024. The study indicates a 40.1% increase in value between December 2023 and December 2024 based on Bank for International Settlements data. The Turkish lira ranked second with a 16.5% rise, while the Brazilian real depreciated by 12.8%. And now, sports. Javier Mascherano has been named the new coach of Inter Miami. At his unveiling, the former Argentine national team player acknowledged his close friendship with Lionel Messi. "It's a huge challenge to coach a club with an ambitious project, big names and young talents I've worked with before," said Mascherano. He expressed confidence in his ability to lead the team and said he was excited to take on the role. Mascherano succeeds this way fellow Argentine Gerardo, a.k.a. Tata Martino, as the Florida team's manager. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, folks, we're gonna now listen to a track from a live concert, from a concert, part of a live album. Concert that took place exactly 15 years ago at Vélez Sarsfield Stadium, when Luis Alberto Spinetta gathered all of his bands to celebrate 4 years in music. We're gonna be sharing music from that concert that was later released as a live album called Spinetta y las Bandas Eternas throughout his career, El Flaco, the skinny one, as Luis was called. He founded and headed several groups, starting with Almendra all the way to the Socios del Desierto. Well, on that night, on the stage of Vélez Sarsfield, he brought them all together for an unforgettable historic concert that went on for almost 5 hours. 5 hours with the who's who of Argentine music or Argentine rock joining him on stage. An unforgettable experience that I was lucky enough to be a part of, because I attended that concert as well. The concert was also a final massive performance by Spinetta, who passed away not long after, in 2012. Barely a little more than 2 years later, Spinetta passed away. Very young, he was barely 60. Okay, let's play now from that concert 15 years ago, December 4, 2009. From the group Invisible that Spinetta formed in the 1970s, between 1973 and 1977, 15 years ago, he reunited the group with Hector, a.k.a. Pomo Lorenzo, on the drums, and Carlos Alberto Machi Rufino on the bass, for a performance of several of their tracks, including the most famous by Invisible, Invisible, Durazno Sangrando, Bleeding Peach.
RAI Argentina to the World presents Argentine Roads,
the Moon Valley. in the province of San Juan.
The wind is the main star in center-western Argentina. The tourist circuit, once inhabited by dinosaurs of the Triassic period, was discovered and analyzed by scientists for the tourists to enjoy, appraise, and respect on the basis of the paleontological value. Located 1,200 kilometers from Buenos Aires, or 13-hour drive, or less than 3 hours flight to the capital city of the province of San Juan, we find the provincial park Ischigualasto, worldly known as the Moon Valley. Leaving from the capital city, a rented bus takes tourists along the 273 kilometers to the Moon Valley. Another option may be to rent a car and, aided by a GPS or a map, take the shortest way along Highway 40 to the locality of Huaco, and from there along Highway 150 to the Moon Valley. The whole drive is an adventure and a delight to the eyes due to the unique landscape. This leg of the drive has several tunnels and bridges, and it was inaugurated in October 2014, being one of the most picturesque ways to reach this beautiful place. This strange clay formation with a wide variety of hues, shapes and levels, a multi-layer of minerals and sediments, offers the visitor the possibility of witnessing the evolution of the Earth during the Mesozoic. There are geoforms everywhere. The Earth is dynamic. Therefore, different formations, once characteristic of the park, such as the ones known as Aladdin's Lamp, the Parrot, or the Pregnant Chicken, simply disappeared. Lately, one of the most famous towers in the Moon Valley was swept down by the wind, the Zonda, the same actor that had previously shaped it. There was an urban legend during the 80s that said that symphonic rock group Pink Floyd was going to perform a concert there and play The Dark Side of the Moon, accompanied by majestic lightning and an awesome technological display. The rumor lived for decades till the stars themselves, one by one, denied all possibility when interviewed 10 years ago. All the provincial Ischigualasto Park, in every small rock, there may be the remains of an important fossil. Therefore, as from its nomination as humanity heritage, regulations about tourist visits and tours have tightened. In the same park, at the Painted Valley, is the area where the largest number of fossil remains has been found. Shapes and colors abound. Red means the presence of iron, green of copper, and gray the accumulation of volcanic ash, where the bentonite not only permeates the soul, but imprints it in it a special glow during the five-night walk held as from two previous nights of full moon. These walks in the moonlight must be booked in advance and take 2 hours along a different way. For the lovers of trekking, beside, there is a long day walk of medium difficulty on the Morados Hills. Visitors climb 1,800 meters to the cliffs where condors nest. The formation, known as the Mushroom, is practically at the end of the way. There, we can appreciate the contrast between the red of the slopes of up to 200 meters and the gray of the rocks. The The province in general has also a tradition in rally cross and cross country. It hosted 5 editions of the so-called Route 40 Challenge and received the International Racquet Rally in another 5 occasions. There will be a 6th time this year. Trails and roads in the province are quite appropriate for this kind of contest, the toughest of the planet. Traditional foods in the province of San Juan are a vital part of the regional culture. Therefore, whoever visits the province for the first time remains fascinated with the variety of tastes, dishes, and desserts that identify the natives of the place. Many of the traditional dishes are famous for being homemade, and among them, we can mention the local empanadas, the asado, the fresh meat of hunted animals, the carbonada, or meat stew, and the sopaipillas, which are square pieces of salted dove powered with sugar or honey. The carbonara is a stew made in a deep pan on a wooden fire. The ingredients include lamb or goat meat, pumpkin, corn, sweet potatoes, and dry peaches, among other elements that vary according to the owner's recipe. The empanadas are the vedette of local gastronomy. They are juicy and mixed tastes that become automatically identified with the gastronomic culture of the province, such as olives, pepper, minced egg, and abundant minced meat. The Moon Valley is a privileged destination for the international tourist. And to complete the visit, it is a must to drive along the wine trail. A tour by 15 vineyards that offer a quite interesting variety of wines, from the organic to the delicious sparkling. Tasting them imbued in the ideal climate that favored the existence of true oases devoted, as from colonial times, to the cultivation of the grapes. At present, the province hosts 30 vineyards, internationally recognized for their quality. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Argentine Roads.
Today, the Moon Valley in the province of San Juan.
Production, Pablo Navarro. Edition, Leonardo Sangheri. The voice, Miriam Turcul.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentin.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, more from that unforgettable night at Vélez Sarsfield Stadium was a tough call for many, including yours truly, because that night, the same day, AC/DC was performing at River Plate Stadium while Spinetta was giving this historic concert. I don't regret it, but it was a tough call because from that concert by AC/DC at River Plate Stadium, a live album was made. Live in Buenos Aires, no, live at River Plate, which was also a DVD. You can check it out. Well, on that same night, Spinetta was also heading this historic concert, in which, as I said before, he brought together all of the members of the bands that he he had it throughout his career, and he had several of them. Almendra, the first, then Pescado Rabioso, Invisible, Spinetta Jade, Los Socios del Desierto, and I might be forgetting another one. And Invisible, I think I mentioned before. Plus his band, no, his stable band, with which he performed songs from his solo career, which is the longest of all. But he also had reunions of all of his groups, most of them trios, no, power trios. And he also brought on stage David Lebón and other members of Pescado Rabioso, the second group that Spinetta formed in the early 1970s, with a heavy influence from bands like Led Zeppelin and other hard rock acts of the early 1970s. In this case, Lebón joined as guitarist, even though in Pescado, Pescado Rabioso, which literally means a fish with rabies, he played the bass, but on that stage, on that night, he played guitar together with Spinetta. They had a pretty long set within the concert, 7 songs. We're going to be playing now a classic of Argentine music, which is a favorite of rockers, called Me Gusta Ese Tajo. I have to translate this, folk. I like that slit is the literal translation, but it means I like that vagina.
Thank you. solo tenés que agregarte un poco de goma si está ok.
Rai, Argentine vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentinian in die Welt.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
No es una bebida, es más bien una costumbre, como rascarse. Cuando llega alguien a tu casa, la primera frase es hola y la segunda, unos mates.
Mate is a custom, says radio host Lalomir. It's a custom like scratching yourself. When someone arrives at your place at home, the first thing you say is hello, good morning, welcome. But then you say, hey, do you want some mate?
Ese mate está perfecto, ni se te ocurra tocarlo. La bombilla está requieta, no la muevas con la mano. Ya puso primero y la montaña la arruinó. La mueve de arriba para abajo, de abajo para arriba y te digo para, déjala quieta y toma. La mueve de arriba para abajo y te digo para, déjala quieta.
The culture of mate has experienced remarkable expansion worldwide in recent decades. It has been adopted by many in Europe, especially in Spain and Italy, where various enthusiasts drink it regularly. The Argentine and Uruguayan diaspora has carried mate to other countries, keeping its traditions alive by organizing gatherings and sharing the culture. Zoe Saldana, an American actress and model of Dominican and Puerto Rican background, is counted among its drinkers, and she states,
empezó en realidad cuando yo era jovencita viviendo en la República Dominicana, que teníamos algunos amigos que eran chilenos y argentinos que iban a la misma escuela que yo. La primera vez que lo probé me sentí tan despierta.
I drink mate, I like it. I started having it as a young girl in the Dominican Republic thanks to some Chilean friends that went to school with me. As an adult, I reconnected with mate thanks to my makeup artist. She's from Buenos Aires and drinks it every day. I like it with a little sugar, and she taught me that the water should never boil. I pour the water, leaving some of the yerba dry, and I drink my mate. Mate has been incorporated into wellness and healthy lifestyle trends, and many people see it as an alternative to other caffeinated beverages, appreciating its benefits and the social ritual of sharing it. The growth of the mate market has led to an increase in related products, from bombillas, the straws, to containers or gourds, and also flavored mate herbs. Local and international brands are starting to take mate further and further. In some countries, events and festivals dedicated to mate have begun to be celebrated, educating people about its preparation and consumption, thus strengthening its cultural presence. Sabrina Carpenter, a popular actress and singer in the United States, is also a fan of mate.
Fans know that I have a very terrible obsession with yerba mate. It's an Argentinian tea. I've been an addiction for quite some.
Yo
Platforms like Instagram, TikTok and Twitter have allowed celebrities and users to share their experiences with mate, generating curiosity and interest around the social media universe. This has contributed to its global visibility. This South American beverage is very common in the football environment. More and more sports people worldwide are drinking mate, as it is beneficial and considered a non-tropic due to its stimulating and energizing properties. Physicians recommend having it before training, assuring that athletic performance can increase by up to 5%. And this is due to the benefits this infusion, this beverage brings, both for the mind as well as the body. American actor Viggo Mortensen, of Lord of the Rings fame, lived in Argentina as a child, in the province of Chaco and in Buenos Aires City as well. And in an interview, Viggo has shared how he started drinking mate.
De niño, era en verano, y en verano se hace una cosa, en vez de agua caliente se le mete, por ejemplo, jugo de naranja. Muy fría, y le
As a child, in the summer, instead of hot water, mate is made with very cold orange juice because of the heat. They call it tereré, and it keeps you awake without making you too nervous, like coffee. And with mate, you can go all day. In this report, we'll introduce some international celebrities who have shown their appreciation for mate, influencing their followers for and helping popularize this drink in countries like the US and also in Europe. With Leo Messi and Uruguay's Luis Suarez as main representatives and promoters and ambassadors, the football world is one of the environments where mate has penetrated the most. Influenced by them, Brazil's Neymar Jr. became a regular consumer. Cristiano Ronaldo started drinking mate thanks to footballers Rodrigo Bentancur and Paulo Dybala, with whom he integrated Juventus in Turin. He's often seen sharing mate with his Argentine wife, Georgina Rodriguez. Another footballer, Juan Román Riquelme, one of the top figures in the history of the sport in the country, has said. I've got two very big vices. One is drinking mate, is the other is eating asado.
Vení sonando, vas dibujando arco iris en la voz. Cada mañana.
French striker Antoine Griezmann, a figure for Atletico de Madrid, has also interacted with numerous Uruguayan and Argentine players throughout his career. They were the reasons he tried mate at that time. Nowadays, Griezmann knows very well how to prepare mate and does it naturally, as he were Argentine or Uruguayan. He claims that matecito gives him energy and compares it to other hot beverages like tea and coffee. Wu Lei from China, Egypt's Mohamed Salah, English player Kieran Trippier and Korea's Son Heung-min are just a few of the international footballers who have tried and helped spread mate worldwide.
La mueve de arriba para abajo, de abajo para arriba, te digo para, déjala quieta y toma.
But mate has not only reached the arena of football. Miley Cyrus, for example, has shared moments on social media where she's seen drinking mate, leading many of her followers to feel curious and inspired to try it. For Miley, mate is not just a drink, but also a way to connect with friends and enjoy social moments. Hollywood actor Chris Evans has mentioned mate on several occasions, surprising many of his followers. Through interviews and posts, he has revealed that he enjoys mate for its flavor and the social experience of sharing it with friends. The lead singer of Metallica, James Hetfield, drinks mate and brings his equipment to every show. The musician has been married since 1997 to an Argentine woman who introduced the rocker to this custom.
El mate no es una bebida. El mate es una costumbre, es un ritual, es una cuestión filosófica. El mate es, en el fondo, una conversación, es abrazar al otro. Por eso el mate es también intrínsecamente argentino.
Mate is not just a drink. Mate is a custom, it's a ritual, it's a philosophical matter. It's essentially a conversation, embracing the other. That's why mate is intrinsically Argentine. The expansion of mate is an interesting phenomenon that reflects globalization and cultural exchange, becoming a beverage which is appreciated in various contexts. This was Mate from Argentina to the World, a feature produced by Luis Pandini.
Y recuerdos queridos, Camba mate en tu rancho, vivían con vos. Eras todo nostalgia, eras todo ternura. Te has quedado en mi pueblo y con mi canción. En tu barrio tranquilo, por las tardecitas, en tu rancho de lata solías tocar ese mate criollo que en tus labios tan rojo derramabas dulzura y un recuerdo fugaz.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, folks, we continue to honor Luis Alberto Spinetta, the late Luis Alberto Spinetta, passed away in 2012. On the occasion of the anniversary of his historic landmark concert, Las Bandas Eternas, the Eternal Bands, that he gave in Vélez Sarsfield Stadium, no? In Vélez Sarsfield Stadium back on December 4, 2009, Spinetta headed this historic concert in which he brought together all of the groups that he led throughout the years. And the most expected moment of the evening, without doubt, was the reunion of Almendra. You even say the name of this group and it summons all kinds of thoughts. To begin with, the fact that is considered to be one of the founding bands of Argentine rock, period. They made their debut in 1969 and disbanded a few years later, but really left a mark in the minds and hearts of a generation of Argentines. So, apart from a reunion in the early 1980s, there has been nothing by Almendra for years back then, almost 40 years without Almendra being an option. And everybody knew that they were going to end the concert that night after 4 hours, more than 4 hours of music, with the reunion of Almendra. And Spinetta brought together on stage Edelmiro Molinari, Emilio del Guercio, I'm missing the name of the Ricardo García, the drummer. Ricardo García, the drummer of Almendra. They came together on stage for this performance, and the final song, I would say, was the most expected one, Muchacha Ojos de Papel. Now, Muchacha Ojos de Papel is a song, a beautiful song from Almendra's debut album, that Luis Alberto Spinetta kind of resisted for some time. No, he was tired of performing it, or maybe he wanted to move ahead, and people would ask for the song in concerts in subsequent years, even during his career, and he was known to become a little upset with that request, like he was done with that song. But it just so happens that it's such a good song, and it is already owned by the people. You know, when a song achieves the status of being part of the culture, it doesn't belong to the artist anymore. It belongs to the people. And personally, I don't agree with that stance of not performing a song out of boredom, even if you played it a thousand times. Spinetta had many other songs, anthems, hits, but that song is special. Well, by the time he gave this concert in 2009, he was already a man in his 60s, and he had come full circle, so he was okay with playing it on such special occasion. He brought García del Guercio and Molinari on stage after all performing a full set, but in this case they came on stage, each one with a microphone, all of them sang great harmonies, and Spinetta played guitar, and that was it. Very special moment that night, 15 years ago. Spinetta leading Almendra for a live acoustic version of Muchacha Ojos de Papel, Paper-Eyed Girl.
Hasta el alba, muchacha, pequeños pies, no corras más, quédate hasta el alba. Sueña un sueño despacito entre mis manos, hasta que por la ventana suba el sol. Tiempo soy y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza. Cuando todo duermo, te robaré un color. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza. Cuando todo duermo, te robaré un color. Muchacha, voz de gorrión, ¿dónde vas? Quédate hasta el día. Muchacha, pechos de miel, no corras más, quédate hasta el día. Duerme un poco, yo entre tanto construiré castillo con tu vientre hasta que el sol. Muchacha, te haga reír hasta llorar, hasta llorar. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza. Cuando todo duerma, te robaré un color. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza. Cuando todo duerma, te robaré un color. La 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 la.
Rai, Argentine vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けて Argentina.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
La Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentinian in the world.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Let's go over the headlines again before signing off. Argentina files a complaint against Venezuela before the ICJ over siege of its embassy in Caracas. Non-resident foreigners in Argentina to pay for public education and healthcare. Montevideo hosts the 45th Mercosur Summit starting tomorrow. Chilean Congress approves the creation of a public security ministry. Report says Argentine peso was the world's most appreciated currency in 2024. Sports. New Inter Miami coach Javier Mascherano says, I won't deny my friendship with Messi. And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. Our sound technician was Maxi Urquiza, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias, a show that you can listen to via the shortwaves of WRMI and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. Thank you for listening, and join us tomorrow for a new show of RAE in English. Ciao!